Good morning, everyone. This is Denny Heflin in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with this week's USDA report. Today, I want to remind those producers that are in local administrative area 2, which is Douglas, Sharon, Leroy, and Hamlin townships, that the election of producers to the Farm Service Agency Committee is coming up. It is important that all farmers and ranchers participate in this, as it is crucial that every eligible producer participate in these elections to help secure that link between the agricultural community and the USDA. Committee members help deliver the Farm Service Agency programs at the local level, and the farmers and ranchers who serve on county committees help with the decisions necessary to administer the programs at the local county level, and they also work to ensure that these programs serve the needs of all their local producers. The county committee nomination period ends on August 1st. To submit a nomination for the county committee, you must complete a Form 669A. You may do this individually yourself, or someone may do this for you. We just need to be sure that if a nomination is submitted, that the person that has been nominated is willing to serve. Those forms can be picked up here at the FSA office. If you know someone and should serve on the committee or would like to see them there, give us a call here at our office at 563-4261 extension 2. Sam Grable has served in this position for the last 9 years and has reached his term limits, and he is ineligible to seek re-election, so we do need some nominations for this election this year. DCP sign-up continues on through August 2nd. It's still open now. The acre enrollment, though, ended on June 3rd and is no longer an option. All the 2013 DCP program provisions are unchanged from 2012. Well, today, acreage certification, July 15th, that date has gone by, but there was an extension, which takes it out to August 2nd for FSA to coincide with the DCP enrollment. This includes also the CRP certifications that may not have been reported yet. One reminder on these certifications that if any producer does have some failed acres, that they must report those to the FSA office before they destroy that crop. Another note with the certification is the final date to report perennial forage, which is your hay ground, and fall wheat or other fall-seeded small grains for the 2014 crop will be December 15th of 2013. Again, as I said, 2014 perennial forage and small grains will have to be reported by December 15th of 2013. This is, 6 months ahead of time of normal acreage reporting, but it must be reported differently than it has in the past, and so the December 15th is the new reporting date for all small grain, fall-seeded small grains, and perennial forages. A reminder for producers and landowners that in order to continue to receive payments from USDA, they must be compliant with the highly rotable land and wetland conservation provisions. And farmers with HEL-determined soils must apply to LH your crop residue or rotation requirements as specified in their conservation plan. Producers should notify FSA prior to conducting any land clearing or drainage projects to ensure that compliance is maintained. And if you intend to clear any trees or create new cropland this summer, these acres will need to be reviewed to ensure that any work will not jeopardize your eligibility for payments. Landowners and operators, either one, can complete an AD 1026 highly rotable land conservation form, and we'll refer that to NRCS if necessary. For more information on the highly rotable land and wetland conservation provisions, just contact your FSA county office or visit the FSA website at www.fsa.usda.gov. Three quick reminders. One of them on the signature policy for FSA. Spouses may sign documents on behalf of each other here at FSA and for our commodity credit programs unless we have received written notification denying a spouse this authority. No, spouses shall not be able to sign on behalf of each other in a signature capacity for a joint venture, a partnership, a corporation, or other similar entity. They'll have to have a power of attorney designating them for the that signature. This is the time of year that some people make changes to their bank accounts, and so if you have done that, remember that all our payments are generally electronically transferred into your account, and in order for there to remain timely, you need to notify your county office when you change that account or when that bank may have been purchased by another bank and there's a chance that that routing number has changed. So if any of that activity has gone on, notify FSA of those changes. One last reminder on special accommodations, that reasonable accommodations can be made upon request for individuals with disabilities, vision impairment or hearing impairment, who may want to attend or participate in any of our meetings or just need to conduct business here at the Farm Service Agency office. If you do require any special accommodations, just give us a call here at the county office, again 563-4261 extension 2, and we'll be happy to make arrangements for you. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA report. Remember, next week we'll see the ragbriars go through, and the county fair will be coming up. So stay in touch with your local county events and go to the fair.